So we're out here sharing the biblical gospel with people, which the churches aren't teaching, and if they're saying it, they're not holding people accountable for it. And on the backside, we have a lot of warnings of what the church is accountable for it, I agree.
Yeah, right. Well, you know why? They're not made of God, they're made of man. 40,000 denominations out there. So what they're going to do is they're going to teach you what you want to hear, what that guy wants to hear, and what everybody wants to hear. So Satan's going to keep creating a flavor that keeps people distracted into lies and heresies and not the truth. And so on there is the gospel. I don't know, do you belong to a religious organization?
Not currently, no.
Good. Don't go to any, because we haven't found any that are biblical. They're all made of man. And so even if you did, maybe you left it. So you know about Christ shed blood for the remission of our sins?
Yep.
And then you have to repent. Repentance is a turning of your mind and your ways. See, the churches out there, they just say, feel bad for your sins. You're going to keep sinning because you're a sinner. But repentance is a turning of your mind from who you are and living your life of sin to one of a holiness and obedience following after Christ. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me, right? So what's behind us is all our sin and our old worldly life, and we try to go after him in holiness and obedience, and the only way we can do that is if we're born again. He gives us the Holy Spirit. So you know about being born again?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And then we're going to read the scriptures and we're going to obey what we see in the scriptures, because Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commands. If you want to be my friend, keep my commands, right? That John 14:15 and John 15:14, it's in there. And then we got to keep doing that until the day we die. You can't just get it, and like a lot of people, once saved, always saved. Oh, I got it. I was saved when I was 25, and they're living a world of sin.
No,
right?
I totally
That's hypocrisy.
I don't think that people should live in the world of sin, and I don't... Like, I feel like I sin even though I know that it's wrong and whatnot. I feel like it's pure my influence. You know what I mean?
Culture, pure pressure. Yeah,
right,
because...
all of that.
Okay, look at us. We stand out from the world, don't we?
Yeah.
What we're doing, how we look, that's what the Bible commands us to do. How to dress, how to act, who to talk to, how to spend your money, who to associate with. You know, let me share this with you. So are you a born again child of God?
Yes.
Okay, so if you're born again.
I've always believed in God, and I've always had faith inside me since I was very little. But then I did end up getting baptized, and I feel like that's when the devil came after me even harder.
Okay, well, so if you repented and you turned from your ways and you're willing to lay down your life, pick up your cross, lose everything in your life to follow after him, then that's when he would give you the Holy Spirit. And then your life would show fruit of that, a change, a point of time that your life went from old to new, and one of holiness and obedience. And can I help you in something? There's a lot more to go. So as you see, like, this is of the world. Maybe nothing, not all sinful or whatever, but it's idols. People are buying things they don't need. There are sinful things in there.
And I see the world that way, too. I don't like to spend money anymore because I know that I don't need anything. You know?
Right, yeah, that self-indulgence on the flesh. To get things you don't need, not necessarily sinful, but we overindulge, right, in our flesh. We're always seeking the next thing to make me feel good. You know, going out partying and drinking and vacations. Yes, exactly that. So what I would share with you is get in the scriptures. You have to have a willing heart to lose everything. I used to be of the world, sitting in the bars, running around here, dressing like I ought not to, exposing myself.
Yeah, I honestly don't even want to wear this right now.
Okay, well, that's good. Go. Go do something about that. Study in the scriptures. I'd be happy to help you on it, because the Bible does tell a woman how she's to cover her form and how to cover her head, how to have a shamefaced, meek and quiet manner about her. That doesn't mean you never speak, and that doesn't mean, you know, because you can see me out here speaking to people. It's an inner quality that you don't want to usurp the authority of God. You don't want to usurp the authority that he's put in place. And so then you follow after in holiness and obedience. And the only way you can do that is if you study the scriptures and be willing to follow and obey it. You'll lose your friends, probably lose your family, maybe lose your job if it's really worldly and sinful. Your friend, you know, you got to be willing to lose everything. Okay. So then you need some more personal holiness is what I would say. And if you obey, God gives you more grace to obey more. And it can be hard. Sometimes in the beginning, the hardest parts are the beginning.
totally transforming your life, and everybody goes, whoa, what happened to you? Because I used to be head to toe decked out, nails, everything, working out in the gym, running around, doing all kinds of things, life of the party, wild, crazy. And when I totally changed, it was like a shock to people. They were like, get away from me, I don't want nothing to do with you. But those who might have a heart for the Lord were like, I want to hear what you have to say. And it's not what I have to say. It's coming from the scriptures.
Yeah.
And so we have a big website. Don'tperish.com is right, that, right there, don'tperish.com. On the back is our email, don'tperish@outlook.com. I'd be happy to email with you and encourage you. If you have any questions, we have articles that help women become godly women. And we don't expect anybody to just read it and do it. Don't do that. Don't believe anything anybody says unless you test it to the scriptures. Because we live by every word out of the mouth of God, right?
Yeah.
The Bible says, be ye holy, for he is holy. Holy means called out and set apart. Isn't that awesome? It's kind of like being a bride, and the Bible uses that example. When you meet a man, and if you're going to marry him, if you're not already, you're leaving that old life of carousing, running around, hanging around at the bars, flirting with the guys and stuff, right?
Yeah.
And now you're going to be giving it all to him, and you're going to be with him, and you and him are going to make a new life, right? That's how it is with Christ. We give away our old life, and we want to do what he wants and what pleases him. A holy God who created us, he shed his blood for us. How could we not just give up this life here? Because someday there's going to be eternity, right? Forever and ever and ever is a long time. What do we get here on earth? Maybe 120 years. Most people don't even get that. And most people aren't thinking eternally. So there's something in you thinking about that. I would encourage you, go deeper. But God's not going to reveal anything to you unless you're willing to lose it all. It has to come a point in time in your life where you go, I'm done with this life. I don't care what they do to me. What anybody thinks of me, I want to follow after you. And then he'll give you the strength to do it. But if you hold on to one thing, that sin is not going to be covered under the blood of Christ, is it? You're going to have to pay for that. And how is that paid? In eternal darkness, right? One sin. Let me leave you with this. On the back of that card is a bunch of lies that the man-made religion is teaching, and maybe some you don't, even though you don't go, you might do some of them or not even know it. That'll help you. That's with some of them. Revelation 22, 14, and 15 says, if you love and practice one lie, you'll be left outside the gates of heaven. That's a fearful thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't want to love and practice a lie.
No.
And so you can't, you will not be deceived if you ask the Lord for guidance and to help you. So stay out of the church places. That's awesome. Stay off the internet for spiritual teachings. And think about this. Jesus said few, right? Narrow is the way. Few people are going to find it. All these popular teachers out there, they got thousands and millions of followers. That's not few, is it? So I would say take a break from anybody spiritual that has an influence in your life. Get in the scriptures with a willing heart for God, and he will reveal things to you that are truth through the scriptures, of course. Not supernaturally. He doesn't do anything brand new like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, if you have a willing heart to follow
that's
after
typically
him.
Typically the devil when it's in your head.
Something new. Yeah. New things are not of God. Unless it's something new you learned in the Word that you didn't know before. But Satan's going to come, and he's going to be bringing signs and wonders and powers that are going to make people believe that he's God. In the end times, the Bible talks about that.
Yeah.
So you want to be careful of that. So,
I feel like I've gained knowledge throughout life, and I know, I feel like I have a knowledge of what those powers may be, because,
What do you mean, good and evil? God and Satan?
Like, the powers that the devil can use, because he was once an angel, and if he...
Oh, yeah!
And he, you know, like, I just...
Definitely.
I understand that aspect.
I'm glad you see that, because go read the book of Job. He went before God, and God said, have you considered my servant Job? So Satan was going to test Job. God said, you can't take his life. You know what Satan did? Wiped out his house, wiped out his animals, wiped out his family. That means he's got a tremendous power to have winds, like maybe tornadoes. He's got power over the armies that came and killed people.
And then he had power over Job's flesh.
I think that he, especially it's more telling in today's times, I feel like he has gained control of the mind of a lot of people.
Oh, you're exactly right. Exactly right. And in fact, it was a dark time in my life. I was like lost in a darkness, fighting to get out of it. He can. If you don't have the Holy Spirit within you, which is of God, you could have demons within you. Satan can have control over you.
Yep.
We don't know the whole total aspect of who and how and why, but you're exactly right. There's a lot of people. We see a lot of dead people, dead spiritually. And in the Bible, it talks about how God will turn people over. Because if you see the creation, trees and sky and water, you can clearly see there's a creator that did that, right? I mean, look at us. Look at an ant.
Right.
I mean, every single thing has so much detail that you can't even get to the bottom of it. And the Bible says we're without excuse. And so Satan can try to go in there and deceive us and get us distracted from all this when God says it's clearly seen. And if you want to reject that, not just you but anybody, then he can turn us over and our minds will be turned over to him. It talks about how the scripture verse, maybe you've read this one, how the man had a demon and he went out of him, and the man just it was like swept clean, and the demon came back with seven. So if you don't, it's in there.
Okay.
If you don't have the Holy Spirit within you, what it's saying is you could have a demon. And if you don't get the Holy Spirit, which means surrendering your life like we were talking about it,
do you think that
a bunch of them can come in.
Do you think that you could have the Holy Spirit and still have demons?
No. You're not going to reside. See, when you're born again, what is your body? The temple of the Holy Spirit, right? The temple of the Holy Spirit is not going to reside with demons within it. Now, external influences through your flesh, maybe thoughts and things, because he's an accuser of the brethren, he's a liar, he's a deceiver. He can make you sit there and think, you know, say you give up your life and you're striving after the Lord in holiness and obedience, and all of a sudden you get drunk one night. Drinking isn't a sin, drunkenness is. Or you're flirting with somebody and you shouldn't, or any kind of sin, it doesn't matter. And then you're sitting there and you're like, wow, I just failed the Lord, I'm a loser, and then Satan gets on your back and he's like, yeah, see, you can't do anything right because maybe you did another sin and it's weighing you down in your guilt and you feel horrible about it. You know, all you have to do is repent and mean it. The Lord will wash you clean and you start going forward. Satan can get on your back and go, just give it up. Give it up. You're no good. You're a loser.
Yeah, that's the thing. I feel like with the drinking situation that did just happen the other night, I had been sober for a while, and then I went out and I ended up drinking with somebody. I didn't get super wasted or anything like that. But I feel like the harder I tell my mind, like, no, this is not who I am, this is not what I want to do, and I try to follow God's words, I feel like I push harder to go against God's words.
Exactly. That's what Satan does.
Yeah.
He has a great, tremendous influence, and you see that. So you need to cry out to God for that. But, see, God's not going to help you unless you take that time to count the cost, like Jesus said, evaluate your life and see the loss that you're going to have to suffer. And are you willing to go through that, whatever that may be for you, for the Lord? And keep doing that until the end of your life. But God won't give you that grace and strength and power to go do that unless you are willing to do that. And only He knows when that is. And I just want to say this. Baptism is not being born again.
Yep.
Now, somebody could be born again at that time.
Yep.
But usually people repent and turn their mind, and they're seeking after the Lord before they're baptized. So there's oftentimes born again before that.
Yep.
And maybe sometimes people after that, but they're striving all the way through that. So I'm glad you understand that. You know, water baptism doesn't save anybody. In fact, you could lay down your life for you, or somebody else could, and then be in your heart, have repented and want to serve the Lord and walk out and get hit by a bus, and being baptized isn't going to save anybody like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so you do understand that. Some people think that it's mystical and has some kind of powers and stuff. So, yeah, I'm glad you see the powers. God is allowing you to see that. Don't squander that. Because as we were talking about, He can turn you over. So if He's given you light, which I can tell He's putting something in you, your conscience is bothering you.
Yeah, the devil keeps on interfering with my conscience, and then I pray to God within my mind, and I know that He hears me, and every day He makes me wake up and feel, like, okay on the inside, so I'm not in that complete darkness.
Well, yeah, be careful about that, because if you're not totally serving him and you're not born again and you're not willing to give up your life, he doesn't hear the prayers of sinners. And I'm going to distinguish sinner versus saint. A sinner is somebody who's not born again, is not willing to give up their whole entire life, not wholeheartedly striving after him. That would be a sinner, somebody who's still hanging on to some of their sins, not willing to get rid of it. When you're born again, you become a saint. And a saint can sin, but they don't live in it. See the difference there? So God, I'm not judging you. I don't know where you are in your faith walk or whatever went on with you, and if you think you're born again or whatever. But God won't hear prayers of sin. He can hear, of course. Doesn't mean that he's actually going to hear and do something about if somebody isn't willing to give it all up. So I'm not saying he's not. But Satan can also give those kind of thoughts and feelings too. So be careful on those, you know, measure them to the scriptures and evaluate your life and see what kind of fruit you're having. You've admitted it, and I'm going to love you as my neighbor. You seem like you're kind of a blunt person. I'm just going to tell you, you have a ways to go. You're living and walking in some sin.
Yep, I agree with you.
Okay, yeah. So what you need to do, take that time to repent. Count the cost first. Because if you don't count the cost, and you try to surrender your life to the Lord and you can't make it, and you go back, there may never be another chance for you. Because that would be squandering, that would be trampling on the blood of Christ. Read Hebrews 10:26. That's a pretty fearful verse. So,
what?
Hebrews 10:26. If you want, I can read it for you.
Okay.
It's pretty powerful. Hold on. Let me dig it up if I can see with my glasses, my sunglasses on. This is a really, really fearful verse for people, but you know, the church systems. Hold on, I'm trying to get there because I can't see in the dark here, but I want to go there because right there. And I hear things going on over here. Oh. That's
they can't
not good.
Stop the truth of God, so
yeah, she's
out there
ringing bells.
Love you, sir.
Here, can
put
you
that
read that?
Away. Love you, sir. Put
is that,
that
one down there?
Away.
Is it still on there?
Use it for something godly.
If we sin willfully. But what does that
what
mean?
What if it's not willfully, though?
Well, if it's in ignorance, that's different. If you didn't know and you're doing it. But we're supposed to go to the Lord and say, search within me. Reveal to me, and he will. Any sin or iniquity in you, the Psalms say that, and in the New Testament also says that God will reveal it to us. But you got to want it revealed to you, and you have to pray to him and open up your heart and let him do that. So ignorant sin can be forgiven, but you're going to be held accountable for not seeking truth at some point, right? So if you're deceived, but you're seeking, God will give you the grace and the strength to find the truth. If you're deceived and you're not seeking and you're just like a lot of these American, so-called American Christians, they're like, oh, I got it. And they're living in a bunch of sin that they don't know of. It's because they're not looking for the truth. They're not striving to be holy and obedient. God's going to hold them accountable for that. Eve in the garden, everybody looks at Eve and they go, oh, she was tricked. She was deceived. It's counted as a transgression to her because she had the truth, didn't she? She knew what God's word said. She disobeyed it. Yeah, she got deceived. Look at this world and everything out there, the religious system, all the trappings here. People are deceived by it because they love their flesh and they're following their flesh right into that. They're going to be held accountable to it. In Romans 1, we talked about that. We're all without excuse because God has revealed it and he puts it in here, the conscience. And the Holy Spirit is to help people like you who are seeking. So test yourself to the scriptures and take that time and go to the Lord and cry out to him. If you're willing to lose all. And you can email me. I'll help you.
Okay.
What's your first name?
Megan. What's yours?
Sister Almond.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Here. Good to meet you. Take care. Thanks for stopping. I wasn't sure if you were a mocker or if you were a seeker.
Not
but
at
I like
all.
To treat,
it,
I like to treat everybody the same.
It bothers me when people are walking past it and making comments because we all, you know, like, we all believe in different things, sure. Like, but obviously God is the one true God in my opinion.
Exactly. In your opinion and in the truth, he is the one true God. Yep, everybody can have their own opinion. And you see these people going by, they hate the truth. But look it, you're standing here talking to us. People are looking at you like, what are you doing talking to them guys, right? And you don't care, do you? So there's something within you. Don't lose that. Don't let God take that away. Ask him for more. Be willing to lay your life down for him.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was awesome talking to you. Take care.